Good morning, boys.
Let's take your prayer request, first of all. Have you? Edgar. Okay, down in Guatemala.
Ryan.
Okay. Floyd and Jessica?
I'm sorry. Oh, Floyd and his work? Yes, Chris's as they drive. Remember that? Okay, let's pray. Okay, let's pray for Carol Myers too. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, this morning for this brand new day that you've given to us that we've never seen before, Lord. We thank you for the summertime and the yet not being too hot, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful morning. And we pray, Lord, your blessing and help and strength for Carol Myers, Lord. Just bless her. Help her as she thinks about what to do in her life, Lord. And give her wisdom. We pray too, Lord, for Edgar down in Guatemala and his family. Just Edgar and Ruth and the children and the church in Mexico. Pray for all those down there, Lord. You'd help them, Lord, and Jessica, as they become a family there, and just bless Israel returning from Guatemala. Help them all. And two for Brian and Erica and all those that have left us. Just pray for them. You'd help and bless them. And just help us, Lord, to follow you, each one of us. Thank you for your kingdom. Bless these boys. Help them to grow up to be faithful in Jesus' name. Okay, got your Bibles. Psalm 67. Okay. Let's read. Ready? We got 36 verses this morning, so try to keep your mind on the scripture as we read it. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. I like the way that starts. It's a blessing. And let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts before the fire, so let the sinners perish from the face of God. And let the righteous be glad. Let them greatly rejoice before God. Let them be glad with merriment. Sing to God, sing to his name. Make ready the way for him who rides upon the sunset. His name is the Lord, and greatly rejoice before him. Let them be troubled before his face. He who is the father of orphans and the judge of widows, God is in his holy place. God settles the solitary in a house. With courage he leads out those in bondage. Likewise, those who rebel, who dwell in tombs. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you passed through the desert, the earth shook. Truly the heavens let the rain fall before the face of God in Sinai, before the face of the God of Israel. You, O God, willingly grant rain to your inheritance, and it was weakened, but you restored it. Your creatures are dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provide for the poor. The Lord will give his word to those proclaiming gospel with great power. He who is the King of hosts of the Beloved, that he may divide the booty for the beauty of the house. If you fall asleep in the midst of your portions, you will have the wings of a dove, all covered with silver, and her back with yellow gold. When the Heavenly One appoints kings over it, they shall become as white as the snow of Salmon. The mountain of God is a fertile mountain, the mountain richly curdled with milk, a fat mountain. Why do you think about other mountains richly curdled with milk? This is the mountain God consented to dwell in. Truly the Lord will lodge in it to the end. God's chariot is 10,000-fold, thousands abounding in numbers. The Lord is among them at Sinai in the holy place. You ascended on high. You led captivity captive. You received gifts for mankind, truly for the disobedient, so they may dwell here. The Lord God is blessed. Blessed is the Lord from day to day. The God of our salvation will bring prosperity upon us. Our God is the God who saves us, and the issues of death belong to the Lord's Lord. But God will crush the heads of his enemies. The hairy head of those who continue in their transgressions. The Lord said, I will return from Bashan. I will return in the depths of the sea. So your foot may be dipped in blood, the tongue of your dogs in the blood of your enemies. Your processionals were seen, O God, the processionals of my God and my King in the holy place. The rulers drew near, singers followed after. In the midst of them came young maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the churches, the Lord from the fountains of Israel. There is the young Benjamin in ecstasy. The rulers of Judea are their leaders, the rulers of Zebulun and Naphtali. Give command, O God, to your power. Strengthen, O God, what you accomplished in us because of your temple at Jerusalem. Kings will bring gifts to you. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reed, the herd of bulls among the heifers of the peoples, lest they shut out those proven in silver. Scatter the nations that desire wars. Ambassadors shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall draw near and stretch out its hand to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing to the Lord. Sing to God who rides upon the heaven of heavens toward the east. Behold, he will speak with his voice, a voice of power. Give glory to God. His magnificence is over Israel, and his power is in the clouds. God is wondrous in his saints. The God of Israel shall give power and strength to his people. Blessed is God. Isn't that just that? Good song about our great God and how he created everything, rides upon the sunset. Just a lot of word pictures there about our great God and how he did all these things. And is good to the poor, takes care of the poor. And even the animals, takes care of the animals too. God made all these things, and he's a good God. And sometimes we get to looking around and thinking, it'd be more fun to do something else or be somewhere else, be in somebody else's family, or wish we just weren't just right where we are, just thinking the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, right? Have you ever felt like that sometimes? It says here, the mountain of God is a fertile mountain. A mountain richly curdled with milk, a fat mountain. Why do you think about other mountains richly curdled with milk? Where God puts you is right where he wants you. There's where you can learn the best. The things that you need to learn. The things that God wants you to know. So try to just be content and happy and faithful right where God puts you, right now. Right in your spot. God wants you where you are in your family for a reason. To help your brothers and sisters just to grow and to learn there. What if the ears of the stalks of corn in a row in the garden or in the field would wish they weren't right there. They wish they were out somewhere else so they could get a little elbow room. That seems silly, doesn't it? But we should just be thankful right for where we are in the row that God put us in. And just stay there and grow and be fruitful. Okay. Well, boys, you've got a
some wisdom to share with us, I think, this morning. Oh, you've got the poem to memorize about wisdom. Okay. Very good. Okay. You ready? Go ahead. Roger.
What is wisdom? What is the wisest path? Is it knowing every earthly factor, the study of science and math? No, wisdom says that's useless if you don't know how to love. To help forgive when people hurt you, that is wisdom from above. Wisdom is helping those who need it by putting yourself aside. Perhaps losing all your comfort to do what you know is right. Jesus obeyed the Father's will. His way is wise indeed, and in the end, the wise will be rewarded. Yes, wisdom is what we need.
What is wisdom? What is the wisest path? Is it knowing every earthly factor, the study of science and math? No, wisdom says that's useless if we don't know how to love. To forgive when someone hurts you, that is wisdom from above. Wisdom is helping those who need it while putting yourself aside, perhaps losing all your comfort to do what you know is right. Jesus submitted to the Father's will. His way is wise indeed. In the end, the wise will be rewarded. Yes, wisdom is what we need.
Hey, end up there loud. You're tapered off and not yet. What's the last line?
In the end, the wise will be rewarded. Yes, wisdom is what we need.
What is wisdom? What is wisdom? What is the wisest path? Is it knowing every early fact or studying science and math? No, wisdom says that's useless if we don't know how to love, to forgive when someone hurts you. That is wisdom from above. Wisdom is helping those who need it while putting yourself aside, perhaps losing all your comfort to do that you know is right.
Okay, that's enough. Keep working at memorizing it, so you know I can read it.
What is wisdom? What is the wisest path? Is it knowing every earthly fact or the study of science and math? No, wisdom says that's useless if we don't know how to love. To forgive when someone hurts you, that's wisdom from above. Wisdom is helping those who need it while putting yourself aside, perhaps losing all your comfort to do what you know is right. Jesus submitted to the Father's will. His way is wide indeed. In the end, the wise will be rewarded. Yes, wisdom is what we need.
What is wisdom? What is the wisest path? Is it knowing every earthly fact or the study of science and math? No, wisdom says that's useless if we don't know how to love, to forgive when someone hurts you. That is wisdom from above. Wisdom is helping those who need it while putting yourself aside, perhaps losing all your comfort to do what you know is right. Jesus submitted to the Father's will. His way is wise indeed. In the end, the wise will be rewarded. Yes, wisdom is what we need.
What is wisdom? What is the wisest path? Is it knowing every earthly fact or the study of science and math. No, wisdom says that is useless if we don't know how to love. Wisdom is helping those who need it while putting yourself aside, perhaps losing all your comfort to do what you know is right. Jesus submitted to the Father's will. His way is wise indeed. In the end, the wise will be rewarded. Yes, wisdom is what we need.
Okay, very good. Good. Now, for next Sunday, I'd like you to find verses about how great God is. Verses that tell us about how amazingly great and how God knows everything. Something along that line. Okay? Okay, you may go. God bless you. Okay, you big boys, come up here. And share your wisdom that your father shared with you, things that they learned.
Daddy shared some wisdom with me. It was that we learned it. Slow to speak and swift to hear.
Daddy told me that sometimes when my little brothers want to learn something that I already know, I should just teach them how to do it and not just do it myself when I can do it quicker or something. And to not just be kind of proud and not let or just do something myself when I should teach them.
Daddy said the money is the most important thing in life, and in fact the best things in life are free, and it doesn't have to tell how good you are how much money you have. That's not what life is about. A man's life consists not of the things which he possesses.
Daddy had a little poem about wisdom. It goes, a wise old owl sat in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? And so that's just a good point.
David told me last week, working around a whole bunch of griping people, make sure I don't learn how to gripe myself.
I had a occurrence this week, and it happens often. I get this idea where I want to do a project, and I'll just be like, I got to do it right now, and nothing else matters. And it just really puts me in a cloud. And I realized it, and I asked David, just asked him to tell me what I should do in that situation. And he just said, learn to lay it down and learn to use it for good, use it to help you instead of getting in that cloud. And then I was reminded of how quickly we can get into a cloud, but then how quickly, when we're out of that cloud, we realize that that was just silly.
Okay, thank you, boys, for sharing that. That was a real blessing. But for next week, I'm going to have to take a look at the
Maury, there was one more little detail of yours there. You remember it? About had to do with proud. Do you remember that little detail there? How you should respond to your brothers?
Tell them that I didn't know how to do something.
No, stand up.
How was that? Tell them that I didn't know how to do something else, and I was scared. Yeah, rather than act like this is wrong, right.